Wednesday, July 13th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, Alicia Finley wrote a column recently in the Wall Street Journal that we found fascinating. It deals with the use of cannabis, marijuana, weed, as some call it, and the violent crime surge.
And the overlap with the issues that we have seen of these mass shootings. And then an analysis of those who have been engaged in these violent shootings. Tom, I did not realize this until I just read in preparation for this particular podcast. I did not realize the Uvalde investigations, they still haven't turned out the toxicology reports on this. And when you start doing the profiles of these shooters, you start to see a clear pattern. These shootings, heartbreaking situations. I mean, it just overwhelms me when I think of it. Families and children and what happens when something like this breaks out. Well, the knee-jerk thing has been, okay, it's gun control. Let's immediately go to gun control. And there's all of these discussions. Listen, I understand background checks. I understand all of this stuff. Fine, go take a look at that. But you really need to get some intellectual honesty on this thing and really do a deep dive. The information that I've uncovered, and I think you have too, there is a profile that's becoming clearer about these shooters. One of the things is heavy marijuana usage, cannabis to be more precise. The fact is the element that creates the addiction, the high, and the need to continue and to increase your usage of marijuana, THC, is now four times more powerful than it was 10 years ago. And then when you go back to my era where people started experimenting with marijuana, today's marijuana is 20 times more powerful. And what's even more startling is the relationship it has to creating various types of impulsive behavior, a psychosis, as it is said, all the way from increasing the addiction to mood swings to suicidal thoughts and activities and to violence. You know, when I first read that, I said, well, you know, back when I was coming along and people that smoked dope and people used to ask me, did you ever smoke? I said, no, I figured there's a reason they called it dope. And so I never did. That does not mean I was the picture of responsibility in those days by any means. The constant appeal was it just kind of mellows you out a little bit.
Make you mellow yellow.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you mellow anymore. That's not what happens. It creates various configurations of a psychotic behavior. And so these psychoses are being analyzed. Well, here's what's interesting. In some of the research, not only were these shooters, not only were they heavy marijuana use, and by the way, some other drugs in most cases, but they were heavily engaged in marijuana. In fact, had made statements of anger at anything that got between them and their desire for marijuana. One of these shooters was particularly angry at his grandmother.
Well, that was the Uvalde shooter.
Yes, and had recorded his anger and violence about it.
Because she would not let him smoke weed in the house.
That's right. I am not saying that was his motivation for the shooting. What I am saying is, I think the writer of this article is correct. But I also think it needs to go further. Because another thing that you find out about these mass shooters is, and let me just kind of do it in terms of a funnel effect. Not only are they engaged in drug use in general, heavily engaged in marijuana. Tom, just side note, go look at what is happening to those being brought into the emergency room. Just go look at the state of Colorado, which had a 500% increase in some localities. They have a new symptom that they call scromiting. With the heavy marijuana usage and this high THC content, when they come to these emergency rooms, they are out of their mind and they are uncontrollably screaming and regurgitating at one at the same time. They even created a new notation in their medical profiles. Scromiting is what they call it. And they can't control these people. But Tom, let's go further and kind of looking at a funnel development of the profile of these shooters. Guess what? All of them come from broken homes. Guess what? it looks like almost all of them come from not only broken homes, but fatherless homes. Guess what? They are coming from educational environments that are unsteady, unstable, and they were less than accepted and achievers in that situation. Socialization skills, proper progress in the midst of adolescence, which begins in a stable family environment. So here we are destroying the family unit by destroying marriage. So now marriage is whatever it's now becoming, instead of one man, one woman for life. Then they're raising these children. They don't need just two adults. They need a father and a mother. Tom, we got another program we're looking at doing where the National Education Association is not going to call parents fathers and mothers anymore. The very thing that a child needs, we're not even going to call it by its name. And we're not even going to call someone that's giving birth. Isn't it interesting, Tom, all these discussions on...
What is a woman?
What is a woman at the moment? I mean, that's why I say, continually say, and will continue to say, whenever you reject a basic biblical world and life view, you're going to descend into a culture of insanity, absurdity, lethality, immorality, and it will all be rooted in financial industries of profitability. And that's what we're seeing in our society. So now we can't even talk about a father and mother. But the worst thing is we're creating situations where children don't have a father and mother. There's something I push back on every time somebody says this to me. We're going to get a divorce. I said, well, is there immorality? No, there's no immorality. Is there abuse or abandonment? Covenantal abandonment? No, we don't meet each other's needs. And by the way, because we're dissatisfied, we think it's better for the children that we go ahead and separate. No, I'll tell you what is better for the children. Put your big adult pants on, get in there and make the marriage work, and learn how to live together for the sake of these children. They need you to be the adult, not to be the teenager that's got to run off somewhere to find another idol that's going to make the difference in your life and then ruin that person's life as well. No, stay the course, get in there, learn how to operate together as a husband and a wife, as a father and a mother, create some stability for these children. You brought them into the world, now you raise them up to send them into the world. But that's not what's happened in the lives of these shooters. That's what we ought to be looking at. I think the answer is going to be found in what has created these hearts that are looking desperately for significance, or has now created a new avenue, a new pattern of behavior in their psychosis of suicide by mass shooting. In other words, I'll do a mass shooting and go out with a suicide and everybody will be talking about me. Why? Because they weren't being raised in the stability of a home. So they go out and find the instrument of death because of their altered state chemically through this marijuana usage and their lack of stability that has sent them into all of this experimentation of chemical substances and antisocial behavior and hatred of others and a loss of sensitivity to the issues of life and death. What is it that has sent them in that direction? Well, it's not simply the availability of an instrument of death such as a gun. There's something else going on here, and it is the death spiral of our culture that is creating people who are taking death warrants out on others out of their own frustration, psychosis, and desire to be somebody through the act of death, the death of others and the death of themselves. That death culture needs to be addressed, and what obviously needs to happen is a gospel awakening where people come to Christ. And then clarity of public theology in the public square so that we get some of the foundations of society back in place. Family with a father and mother taking care of their children.
Pastor Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12 sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, it's easy to order. Simply go to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.